Stop in front, be serious. Grown up now.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for your time. Have you got Peter Popovich in your box at the moment?
Yes, for this week.
What's he working with you on, or just cheering?
He's just helping, you know, and joining our team, you know, for this week. So, you know, because Karlovic is, he was not playing this week. He's working with Karlovic, he's his coach. So he's just helping and, like I said, joining the team for this week.
Okay.
And he's a good fan of ours, so it's nice.
And,
I think they can hear me pretty well.
Yeah, for the transcripts.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Julia.
So, the splits and the time it took to come back up, was that because you didn't want to put your hands down? Is it old age?
No, you know, I haven't. Actually, this was my first split in such a long time. And, you know, it brought back a lot of memories, you know, from the past.
Some good, some bad?
Yeah, you know, when I was doing those all the time, it was a lot of fun, you know, and when I was very flexible, and I'm kind of still flexible, but it's so much more difficult to get up. And, and that's the difference, so I kind of, I'm now afraid to do them, and just so that I don't get injured, because I had a lot of injuries, not because of the splits, because I'm not as flexible as I used to be. So I'm working on improving that, and, you know, I did my first one in a really long time, so that was fun, and I think the crowd enjoyed it.
So looking ahead now to the semi-final, and Anna, this was the first round match that everybody was really looking forward to. Now it's actually a semi-final. You know, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, actually it's much better that we're playing the semi-finals than in the first round, because now one of us will be in the finals, and it's great for our country. Yeah, and it's going to be great for, you know, any, you know, either one of us to be in the finals, to be competing for the Porsche. You know, it will be a tough match. You know, we had really tough matches in the past, and she's playing quite well in this moment, and I hope to be playing well as well. So hopefully it will be a good match, and the better one will win.
And you're going for the Porsche?
It would be nice to get that blue one to my collection. You know, I love Porsches. I enjoy driving them, and they are such great cars, such a you know, amazing brand. So, it would be nice.
Yeah.
It was a good match for you. I know you are never too much satisfied about your game.
Never, actually. I'm a perfectionist, and I always, you know, I get off the court and I always feel that I could have done so much better, and I think that's just something in my nature. I'll never say that I played so well. I always think my opponents played much better, and, you know, I was maybe lucky a little bit here and there. No, but I think I served very well, especially in that first set. I think that was the key, because I broke her in the first set. In the first game of the first set, and I was able to keep my serve throughout the whole set and win it. So in the second set, my first percentage went down, and I gave her a look at my second serve a lot more, and she took advantage of that. But I was able to break back and stay you know, strong mentally and kind of get through. So it's not easy, especially that I was playing my doubles partner, you know, someone that I know very well, and she's such a nice girl and such a, you know, great player, and it's never nice, you know, to be playing against each other, but that's the draw, and you feel kind of awkward, you know, even though we are professionals, and I'm always saying, like, you know, I want to win and she wants to win, but it's kind of like, oh my God, tomorrow we are together on the same side, so it's never easy to do that.
With everything that Liz has been through, how inspiring do you think it is for her comeback, especially this week where she took out Kvitova in her first match?
Yeah, and, you know, it shows that she's such a strong girl, and it's very inspirational, you know, I think to others that she was able to come such a, you know, tough, you know, illness, and it's even more amazing that she's here competing at such a high level. You know, against all of us here, it's I'm very proud of her, and I'm a big fan of her. You know, I cheer for her every time she plays against other people, and I support her. And she's a lovely girl. It's you know, she's an amazing person, which is more important than being, you know, a great player, at least in my opinion. So I only have compliments to say about her.
When it comes to talking to the press, you're one of the most entertaining players. Is it something you work on, or you're
you think I work on this? Of course not. It's just my nature. Even though you think, you know, I'm doing a press conference, for me, this is just fun. That's how I am, even if there were no cameras around. If you guys were with me when I'm, you know, in the restaurant or outside, you know, the tennis court, then you would know me a little bit better. Then you would know that's how I am. I'm bubbly. I'm just, I like to talk. sometimes nonsense. No, but it's nice to have a good time and make people laugh and spread that, you know, good energy, good positive energy. I think that's the most important.
Did you ever regret something?
Sometimes, you know, because that's in this, you know, when I kind of realized that over time that, you know, when you say even a joke, you know, people don't say ha 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 in the newspaper. They say, and they people can think it, you know, I said it in a serious way, and I was just, you know, trying to say, you know, something, you know, funny, or it sounded different, so it was taken in a different context. But that's, you know. No, because I know what I say, what I meant. But I try to kind of be careful.
the press used to make a big deal of you and Anna and yeah, your backgrounds and how you came to where you were. Many years, well, not that many years, but a few years have passed now. I guess the two of you, fed up.
No, we're fine. We're both, you know, such great players and nice, you know, girls and. You know, that's the sport, you know, we are, like I said, good professionals, and we go on court, we both want to win, and that's just basically it. There is nothing, you know, like you play someone else, and that's how you have to look at it. You know, it's not easy playing someone from the same country, but like I said, it's going to be good. Whoever goes to the finals is going to be a great result, so we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we both play a good match. Good tennis.
One more last one.
Last time you played with which you won?
When was that?
Madrid.
Oh, it was Madrid. Yeah, it was a long time ago. We'll see, you know. I think every match is different. You know, it depends on which kind of form you're in, your confidence, the way you're playing, you know, how you feel in the moment. It all has to, you know, play, you know, its part. So we'll see. You know, we're both playing pretty well in this moment, and like I said, we both hopefully will play good tennis, and you know, the better one will win.
Thank you.
I'm gonna do a better. It's Petar, P-E-T-A-R.